英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎是我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, happy Mondays.
欢迎大家在这样一个清凉的夏日午后和我们一起啊共同来品读英语的美文。今天呢是带来一篇19世纪的佳作呀，想一想19世纪啊，傲慢与偏见，理智与情感，大概描述的就是那个时候的一些是吧庄园生活哈。
Yeah, definitely. Today's story is like really reflective of like how people thought in 1884-ish.
哎，我们看一下19世纪人们的一种情感价值观是一种什么样的走向呢？当时的历史和文化背景又是怎么样的呢？当然今天的主题呢依然也就是女性了，我们。标题就叫做 A respectable woman. 我们来看这个单词 respectable, 值得尊敬的。
Yeah, when I was looking for a good definition for the word respectable, I got so angry, you know that? Like, I was really angry because of the way it was defined. Like, one definition I found was obeying the social standards that are accepted by most people.That, for me, that means that you don't deserve any respect if you do something different with your life than other people.
哎呦，你真的找到的是这个意思啊。
Yeah, really, I found that definition in various dictionaries, and I was really like, okay, who wrote this? Like, someone who lived like 400 years ago or something? Because, it's 2019.You can, you know, stand out a bit if you want, you know?
也是，因为你看这个单词的中文意思叫做正派的。
正
派的就是说他的行为是比较端正的，而派头是比较正确的。是吧，英文中的释义呢 ,respectable 的意思就是说你要是做人们期待你做的事，为符合这个社会规范的，那么你就值得人尊敬，否则就不对。
That's why I sometimes really prefer Chinese over English, you know that? Chinese is just more fair and I don't know, it sounds better in this way.
它这个标题呢叫做一位正派的女性啊，或者是一位正派的女人。
Yeah.
但这个故事呢其实比较简单，情节比较简单，但是有些许的 drama 哟。
Definitely. It's a bit of a dramatic love story on the background, but it's all about freeing yourself of like some expectations from people around you that think like you should marry that and that guy, or you should do this and this job, otherwise you don't deserve our respect. It's all about freeing yourself from those expectations and not reallycare about what other people think, but basically listen to your heart.
一句话概括这个故事的情节，就是巴罗达夫人在面对丈夫来访的好友的时候产生了一种微妙情感起伏的故事，就一句话就能概括哈。但是凯特肖邦这位作家我们之前也拜读过他的大作了，就是 Story of an Hour, 一小时故事，大家还记得吗？
Do you still remember the Story of an Hour?
也是那位、
哎、
也是那位女士哈，就是听说丈夫去世的消息以后呢，在家里做了一个小时的心理挣扎。
Yeah.It makes you wonder if Kate Chopin actually had a boyfriend that was actually nice, but maybe not.
哎，是这样的，他主要是书写他那个年代，就是1882年到1885年间呢，就是他书写那个年代，他写了百余篇脍炙人口的短篇小说，主要是描写在那个年代呢，美国的那个南方啊，南部的地区的那些女性，她们呢在当地的这种生活在文化价值观的这种禁锢之下吧，同时又有工业新文明带给他们的新思想和新观念这种冲击啊。他们想在传统角色和追求自我之间去找到一种 balance, 一种平衡的那种矛盾和挣扎。
Yeah, she is considered as a very feminist writer of her time. That whole thinking of like, yeah, striving to be equal, striving to have the same rights as men, that is considered as feminism in most countries and in most definitions. Now there are many discussions about what's a feminist and what's not, what's emancipation and what's not, and I won't bother making you tired with those, but Kate Chopin is very progressive, that's for sure.
而且他的这个作品啊，就像上次一小时故事一样，心理描写非常的细腻。
Yeah, very, very detailed and very, yeah, in a way that's recognizable, like we canapply the things that she writes in her stories, men or women, I'm sure they both recognize some things she mentions in her stories.
而且她的用语一点也不难。
No,
简单
That's also good.
哎，简单，比起我们之前的一些作家的文字，它是简单多了。
Yeah.
很多日常的 daily conversation.
Yeah, many words are hidden in the story that you can actually use in your daily life.
好，行，那咱们就开始读起来吧。今天的美文哈，有请我们的朗读者 Nick 老师。
A Respectable Woman by Kate Chopin. Mrs. Baroda was looking forward to a period of unbroken rest with her husband until he informed her that his friend Gouvernail was coming to their house to stay a week or two. This was a man she had heard much of, but had never seen. He had been her husband's college friend, was now a journalist, and in no sense a social person, which was, perhaps, the reason she had never met him. But she had unconsciously formed an image of him in her mind. She pictured him tall, slim, cynical, with eyeglasses and his hands in his pockets, and she did not like him. Gouvernail was slim enough, but he wasn't very tall nor very cynical. Neither did he wear eyeglasses nor carry his hands in his pockets. And she rather liked him when he first presented himself. But why she liked him, she could not explain to herself when she attempted to do so. She could discover in him none of those attractive, brilliant, and promising traits which Gaston, her husband, clearly had. On the contrary, he sat down rather mute and made himself feel at home. He made no efforts at all to get her approval or even esteem. Once settled at the plantation, he liked to sit in the shade, smoking his cigar lazily and listening attentively to Gaston's experience as a sugar planter.
This is what I call living, he would utter in deep satisfaction.
He did not care to fish and displayed no eagerness to go out and kill wild animals when Gaston proposed to do so.
Mrs. Baroda was looking forward to a period of unbroken rest with her husband, until he informed her that his friend Gouvernail was coming to their house to stay a week or two.
好，还是第三人称的这个叙述的格式哈。
Yeah, the third person.
故事主人公呢是巴罗达太太。
Yeah, Mrs. Baroda.
Baroda, looking forward to something 呢是非常期待的。Unbroken rest 是没有被破坏的宁静。
Yeah, they were always busy on the sugar plantation, so her husband and her didn't have so much quality time. So she was really looking forward to just spend some time with her husband.
巴洛的太太呢是期待和她的丈夫一起呢过上一段不被打扰的一种休息的生活，直到 he informed her, inform, 告诉。
Yeah, he informed her that his friend,Gouvernail was coming to their house.
好，这位二号男主出现了哈、mm-hmm. 叫做 Gouvernail, 叫古维内尔，要不就这么翻译吧哈，古维内尔、yeah. 要怎么着呢，要到他们家来啊，来住上个，大家看 stay 这个单词是不是短期的居住啊、
yeah.
stay a week or two.
To stay a week or two. This was a man she had heard much of.
好，这里有个短语叫 heard much of something.就是听说过很多了，了解过许多了。
Yeah. But she had never seen.
但是呢，是只闻其声啊，只闻其名，不见其人。这个 heard of 特别好用。如果我跟 Judy 老师是第一次见面，我可以说 ,Hey, Judy, nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
And then I will reply, I don't worry. It's all not all of that is true. So don't worry.
很有经验了哈，老师已经很有经验、嗯、我们可以在初次见面的时候就为人家打招呼说，哎，我已经听说过很多关于您的优秀事迹了哈。Heard much of you or heard a lot about you.
But had never seen.
倒是听说过丈夫讲过不少这个朋友的事儿，但是就是没见过。
He had been her husband's college friend.
哦，原来是她丈夫的什么大学同学啊，大学的朋友 ，college friend。
Was now a journalist.
Journalist， 记者，现在是一名记者。
And in no sense a social person, which was.Perhaps.
In some sense, 意思是在某种意义上讲、
mm-hmm. So in no sense, that means in no way at all, in no sense at all.、
Oh, in no way at all.
Yeah.
就完全不是 in no sense, 一点这个 sense 都不是。他不是一个 social person, 一个怎么说爱交际的人。
Yeah, it just doesn't like to socialize with people, to interact with people that much,、
mm.
which was perhaps...The reason she had never met him.
Oh, 也许就是因为这个原因吧，她不爱交际，所以她也没见过他。
Mm-hmm. So she had unconsciously formed an image of him in her mind.
哎，这些形容词啊，全部都是什么？咱们的一种心理活动的描写哈。
Yeah.
Unconscious, conscious 是我们的意识 ，unconscious 无意识 ，unconsciously、
yeah.
无意识的。这里个有趣叫 form image of somebody.
Yeah, in your mind. I also do that sometimes. Like when I hear someone talking about someone and I never saw that person before, and I always make a picture in my mind right away, and I'm always wrong, to be honest.
这里的 form image 跟刚才朱莉老师所说的 make an image, make a picture of someone 是、
yeah,
一个意思。
To imagine how someone looks like or how someone...Yeah, acts or how someone behaves.
就是在头脑里去构想对方是个什么样子，就 form an image of him. 他脑中想象的这个古维内尔是什么样子呢？
She pictured him tall.
高高的。
Slim.
瘦瘦的。
Cynical.
Cynical 是有一些什么呀？有一些批判性的，愤世嫉俗的。
Yeah, sarcastic, loves to like criticize, be a little bit skeptical, but cynical people can be really funny.
哎，对，但你看别人是个什么？是个记者，
mm-hmm.
是个 journalist.
Journalists are all pretty cynical. Trust me on that one. I know some journalists. With eyeglasses.
哦，还戴着眼镜儿。
And his hands in his pockets.
手呢老是插在兜里 in his pockets.
And she did not like him.
总之他好像不大喜欢这类型的。
Gouvernail was slim enough.
哦 ,Gouvernail 啊确实挺瘦的。
But he wasn't very tall, nor very cynical.
Not nor, 不也不。啊，但是不是很高，但也不是很愤世嫉俗。
Neither did he wear eyeglasses.
但是也没有戴眼镜。
Nor carry his hands in his pockets.
也并没有把双手插在口袋里。
And she rather liked him when he first presented himself.
嘿，你看看这人和人之间就这么奇怪。
It's always like that. Like...I also always have that. When at first I think, okay, I don't like this person. And then I meet the person and I'm like, oh, this is such a great person. always, my first impression, my first image is always so wrong.
您这样说是代表女性的视角吗？还是说大家都是这样的？我们来问问大家。你看在这里。
How about you?
哎，他说的，古维内尔太太本来想了想这个样子哈，后来一看不是这个样子。但是呢 ,when he first presented himself, 就是他自己露面的时候，他亮相的时候呢？
Yeah, she rather liked him.
哎，他觉得这个人他还挺喜欢的，所以这就是属于一见钟情。
Yeah,
叫 first sight 什么什么。
Yeah, first sight. But why she liked him, she could not explain to herself when she attempted to do so.
Attempted to do so,
to try to do something.
当他想要去做这件事情的时候，他想去解释，哎。他为什么会喜欢这个古维内尔呢？他自己也不知道。Why she liked him? She could not explain to herself. 自己也说不清楚。
Yeah.
所以有些事情是语言说不清楚的。
Yeah. She could discover in him none of those attractive, brilliant, and promising traits which Gaston, her husband, clearly had.
哦，他去发现哈 ,discover in him.他发现在他的身上啊没有一些那些特质 ,none of those,
yeah,
什么都没有。哪些特质他没有呢 ?attractive,、
yeah.
就是非常非常的吸引人。 注意
brilliant
brilliant 就是那种什么呀叫做
very very remarkable very genius、
啊、
very smart and clever
非常出众的哈出众的
and promising traits
promising 是一种大家看这个词好啊它不是动词承诺和保证的意思
no no no、if something is promising something makes you expect something good to come out of it
对了Promising 是有前途的、
mm-hmm.
我们说、He's a promising young man 说这年轻人有前途
Yeah, that means that this young man Probably in the future will be very successful
对了也没有那种所谓的前程似锦的一看就看到未来就很辉煌的那种特质、mm-hmm. 就像他的那个丈夫
Gaston
Gaston clearly had、
yeah.
似乎他有这种特质
On the contrary,
相反，这个短语要记好了，作文里常用。On the contrary,
he sat down rather mute and made himself feel at home.
好，我们来看这个古维内尔是个什么特质的人？他只是非常沉默寡言的坐在那里。
Yeah,
mute 就不吭声了。
Yeah, he just did not talk. Like some people really like to talk, I like to talk. Some people really don't like to talk. Then that's okay.
有的人特别不喜欢说话。有的人就喜欢滔滔不绝、
mm-hmm.
但他就坐在那儿安安静静的也不说话但是呢却就像在自己家一样自在
Yeah, and he just made himself feel at home
诶这个是一种特色哈到哪儿都能够随遇而安、啊、Made himself feel at home
He made no efforts at all to get her approval or even esteem
而且他也没有做任何的努力呀、啊Make effort, make no effort at all.、
Mm-hmm.
没有做什么奇奇怪怪的一些特别的努力非要来获得就是巴罗尔太太的一些认可
yeah, yeah.
甚至是尊重之类的。他没有努力去做这件事情。
Yeah, he did not do any effort at all to do that. So he, yeah, it seemed like he did not care.
对。Get her approval or even esteem. Esteem 就是尊重。Approval 就是认可。
Once settled at the plantation,
settle 就是安顿下来了哈。Mm-hmm. 每次呢，安顿在就是来到这个 plantation 就是什么呢？就是那个种植园，因为他们家是种甘蔗的。
嗯嗯。He liked to sit in the shade.
啊，他喜欢坐在呀阴凉的地方 shade,
smoking his cigar lazily,
懒懒洋洋的抽着他的雪茄烟 cigar, 这叫 lazily, 哈。
Yeah, just, it was just chilling.
人生最重要的就是 relax.
Just relaxing. And listening attentively to Gaston's experience as a sugar planter.
然后就专心致志的又见到这个词 listen attentively, 哈 to 这个 Gaston 呢。在讲述着自己的哇作为一个甘蔗种植园主的经历。
Mm-hmm. This is what I call living. He would utter with deep satisfaction.
Utter, 这是说话说话。
Yeah, he would express, to utter, to express something.、
啊、我们可以想象这个 Gaston 就是非常自满的说、mm-hmm. 啊、哎呀这才是生活嘛是不是 This is what I call living,、
yeah.
对不对？你看在这里，他叫生活，对不对？给他显示一下 ，show off 一下。
He did not care to fish and displayed no eagerness to go out and kill wild animals when Gaston proposed to doing so.
他跟他那个，他跟他先生的这个爱好是完全不一样的。
Yeah, very, very different person. Like Gaston, I picture as like such a.Tough guy, like in Beauty and the Beast, right? Like the tough guy who likes to hunt and who has his、plantation and who's like doing all the, I don't know, chauvinist male stuff. And while this guy, Gouvernail, is like more of a philosopher, just sitting quietly by himself, smoking and, you know, just thinking about his life.And yeah, Gaston is just running around with a gun.
Not care to fish. 对钓鱼啊不感兴趣。
Yeah.
Display eagerness. 表现出什么热忱呢对那些去猎杀野生动物呢也毫无热情。
Yeah. And that's a good thing, I think.
这还是个好事情。
Yeah.
至少还。
I like him more too.
对我也觉得。好来让我们的欢迎大家啊女性朋友发表一下意见啊。
嗯、
好第二段。
Gouvernail's personality puzzled.Mrs. Baroda, but she liked him. Indeed, he was a lovable fellow. At first, she left her husband and her guests, for the most part, alone together. When she noticed that Gouvernail was not interested in her, she started accompanying him in his idle strolls to the mill and walks along the lake.
When is he going, your friend?
She one day asked her husband.
For my part, he tires me frightfully.
Not for a week yet, dear. I can't understand. He gives you no trouble.
No. I would like him if he were more like, you know, others.
Gaston took his wife's pretty face between his hands and looked tenderly and laughingly into her troubled eyes.
You are full of surprises, ma belle, he said to her. Even I can never predict how you are going to act under given conditions. Here you are, taking poor Gouvernail seriously and making a commotion over him. The last thing he would desire or expect.
Nick 老师给这个巴罗达先生加上了口音。加上了 accent.
Yeah, he gave him an accent. He's really good at making those accents. I think it's also because he lives in Canada, right? Like, and in Canada there are many French people, and obviously these are French people.
对，他懂得哈，他懂得加上法语的口音。
Gouvernail's personality puzzled Mrs. Baroda.
Personality, 性格。Puzzled 是某人迷惑了。
Yeah, it made her a bit confused, and it was unsettling.
对，就是让这个巴罗德太太呢，特别的琢磨不透。
But she liked him.
不过呢，她觉得她还是挺喜欢他的。
Indeed, he was a lovable fellow.
Indeed 表示强调加强啊，的确他是一个非常可爱的家伙。A lovable fellow.
At first, she left her husband and her guest, for the most part, alone together.
一开始就是起初呢，哈 ，she left. Left 是把某人留在什么地方，她都是留着她的丈夫和她的这个客人呢。这俩人单独待在一起 ,for the most part, alone,、mm-hmm. together.
When she noticed that Gouvernail was not interested in her,
但是当她注意到这古维内尔啊对她也不怎么感兴趣 ,not interested in her,
she started accompanying him in his idle strolls to the mill,and walks along the lake.
其实你看他的自己的这个行为举动还是很有分寸的、mm-hmm. 是吧、mm-hmm. 他是确定哎，知道这个客人对他是不怎么感兴趣以后他才开始就说行吧那就可以陪他散个步啊是不是之类的
Yeah, so she's joining him for walks. She is like interacting with him. She's talking to him. She actually quite likes him, but she thinks I should not like him becauseThis is really weird. He's so different than my husband, and I actually feel that I start to like him more and more.
Accompanying someone, 就是陪伴。Idle strolls, 就是漫无目的的散步啊。
Yeah.
To the mill, mill 是模仿。
Something idle is something, yeah, a bit boring, a bit, yeah, empty and not really, yeah, having a lot of effort to do.
Aimless.
Yeah, aimless.
Aimless.
Yeah.
没有目的的这种闲逛闲走。然后 walks along the lake. 沿着湖岸啊散个步啊什么的。
Very romantic.
但是人家是有分寸的啊。
Mm-hmm. When is he going? Your friend? She one day asked her husband.
好有一天她就问她丈夫了。她说你这位朋友什么时候走啊
?For my part,He tires me frightfully.
Oh, 他却说，他说，对于我来说呢，他其实挺让我烦的啊，叫 tire somebody.
Yeah, to tire. If you tire someone out, you make someone a bit annoyed with your presence.、Mm. You make someone feel a bit bored because you are there.
你觉得他是不是真的烦他呀
？Of course not. She totally likes him, but that's why she feels like I have to do something. I have to.Make sure that I don't see him again, because otherwise I get too much feelings for him.、
嗯、哎，我自己倒是个人觉得，我觉得这个欧洲女性的心理啊，和亚洲女性的心理还是有所不一样的，所以我们应该多多听听 Julie 老师。
In what way?
是 两性关系，哈哈。我们应该听一下朱莉老师是怎么来理解这个女性的内心的哈。
Well, what I think is that she now really wants her husband to say to the friend, like, please go, I don't want you to hang around in this house for XYZ, like for some reason.
Oh.
Because she wants to prevent herself from falling in love with the friend of her husband, because she's afraid that if she falls in love with the friend of her husband, she doesn't like her husband anymore. But she knows that she cannot leave her husband. That's not respectable.
这就是她的理性在和感性做斗争了。她希望她的丈夫呢赶紧把她的朋友给送走，这样的话她可以阻止她自己再进一步的去。
Yeah, she can prevent herself from getting too much feelings.Like, so she just wants to make sure that she doesn't fall more in love with this friend.
对，有的人的情感模式呢像垒砖块一样，它是一颗一块砖一块砖的往上垒。有的人的情感模式呢是 burn a fire, 是火苗，是一触即发的。
Yeah, because it's not like she doesn't love her husband. She loves her husband, but...She's not in love with him, and that's what she misses so much in her marriage.
所以她就是想把这件事情赶紧给扼杀在摇篮中哈。所以她丈夫就回答说
，Not for a week yet, dear.
啊，还来了，还不到一个星期呢，亲爱的哈。
I can't understand. He gives you no trouble.
哎呀，我也不明白呀，是不是他又没有给你带来什么麻烦呀 ？Give you trouble? No trouble.
No.I would like him if he were more like others.
巴罗达太太就回答说，如果他吧能像其他人一样，我还可能更喜欢他一点。
Gaston took his wife's pretty face between his hands and looked tenderly and laughingly into her troubled eyes. He really doesn't know anything, and he reallySuch a guy. Like, he just really, he really doesn't see it, does he?
所以真正的就很 man 的那种男性啊，其实他的这些第六感是发展的比较弱的。往往，所以说如果一个男性如果说很细腻啊什么时候的话，他就比较像女性。
He really loves his wife. He really, really thinks his wife is attractive, beautiful, and like, He's really a guy.
你看他那个动作啊，他把太太的脸是捧在手里，然后 look tenderly, 非常温柔的露出温柔的笑容，看着他困惑的双眼，他说
,You are full of surprises, ma belle.
你真是太让我惊喜了，这个 ma belle 可能是一种法语，是说亲爱的。
My beautiful, yeah.、Oh. Ma belle, ma is my belle is beautiful, so my beautiful, my beauty.Basically.
你太令我惊喜了，亲爱的。
Even I can never predict how you are going to act under given conditions.
对呀，我都无法预测在那些 given condition 特定的条件下你会做出何种反应。
Here you are, taking poor Governor seriously and making a commotion over him.
那现在呢，就拜托你了哈。Here you are, 你把这个可怜的古维内尔，你 taking him seriously, 你好好的认真的对待他好不好，拜托你啊。
Yeah.
然后呢要这点好有意思，叫 making a
commotion over him,
就是让他内心躁动起来。
Yeah, just worry about him and like thinking about him too much and overthinking things too much. The last thing he would desire or expect.
对，就是这种 making a commotion 呢，是他自己最不希望看到的事情。说这个人呢，本身就挺沉默的，挺闷的。
Yeah.
啊，麻烦你认真对他好点，然后让他稍微活泼开朗一点。
Commotion? Nonsense! How can you say such a thing? You know, you said he was clever.
他太太马上反驳道说，啊，躁动起来，胡说八道，你怎么能说这样的事情呢？你要知道他可是个聪明人啊。He was clever.
So he is. But the poor fellow is run down by overwork now.
哦，确实他是聪明，但是他现在挺可怜的，因为他已经 run down,、
yeah.
已经被什么东西呢 by overwork,、yeah. 过度工作呀，折磨得疲惫不堪了。
Yeah, he just did the 加班 too much. So he was too tired, so that's why he was here to rest. That's why I asked him here to take a rest.
所以说这就是我邀请他来咱家休息一段时间的原因嘛。
You used to say he was a man of ideas, she continued.
太太就说，你过去不是常说吗？说他是一个 man of ideas， 他是个很有想法和见解的人。
I expected him to be interesting at least.
你瞧瞧，来之前呢，我还期待他是一个挺有趣的人的。
I'm going to the city in the morning to have my spring gowns fitted. Let me know when Mr. Governor is gone. I shall be at my Aunt Octavie's.
好，这个时候巴罗达太太已经做出了一个决定了，她要离开家里。
She leaves the house for the time being. She leaves the house go to her aunt to make her spring gowns fitted. But actually, that's just an excuse to get out of the house.
这只是个借口。她说我明天就要去城里了，去试穿我的 spring gowns fitted， 是试穿我的春装啊。然后呢，你就告诉我，这古内尔先生呢什么时候离开？他离开之前呢，我就先住在我的 Aunt Octavie's， 就我的奥蒂文姨妈家里。
Yeah.
她其实就是想要找借口，赶紧离开这个地儿。
Yeah, she just wants to leave. She just doesn't want to see Governor, basically.
对，这些行为看来还是挺正派的，还是非常的 respectable， 这是比较有底线的。对，有底线的作为。
Bit too much, actually.
很自觉哈，很自律。好，下一段。
That night, she sat down beneath an oak tree.She had never experienced her thoughts or her intentions in such a confused way. Then, Mrs. Baroda heard footsteps, but could only see the approaching red point of a lit cigar in the darkness of the night. She knew it was Gouvernail, for her husband did not smoke.She hopped to remain unnoticed, but her white gown revealed her to him. He threw away the cigar and seated himself upon the bench beside her, without a suspicion that she might object to his presence. Gouvernail was in no sense a shy man, for he was not a self-conscious one. Sitting there,Beside Mrs. Baroda, his silence melted. He talked freely and intimately in a low, hesitating tone that was not unpleasant to hear. He talked of the old college days when he and Gaston had been a good deal to each other, of the days of ambitions and large intentions.
That night, she sat down beneath an oak tree.
本来这个事情吧，就结束了，就没事了。哎呀，但是你看看，微妙的事情就在这个晚上发生了。那天晚上，她呢就坐在一棵 oak tree 橡树下面。
She had never experienced her thoughts or her intentions in such a confused way.
她从来没有经历过。也没有预料到过自己的思绪 thoughts 或者是 intentions 意图呢会如此的 in a confused way 混乱。
Then, Mrs. Baroda heard footsteps.
这个时候，巴罗德太太听到了一阵脚步声。
But could only see the approaching red point of a lighted cigar in the darkness of the night.
但只能看见什么呢？只能看见 approaching， 就是慢慢靠近的。一个红点儿，红点儿是什么呀？是点燃的雪茄呀 ，lighted cigar， 在这个什么黑暗当中，就看到一个雪茄的红点儿在靠近。
She knew it was Governor, for her husband did not smoke.
她知道，来者正是古维内尔，因为她的丈夫是不吸烟的。
She hoped.To remain unnoticed.
他这个时候特别希望自己啊，别引起他的注意，叫 unnoticed.
Yeah, to remain unnoticed. But her white gown revealed her to him.
哎呀，但是他的白色的长袍呢，暴露了他。Revealed.
Yeah, revealed her to him.
Reveal 什么意思啊？就是
To show, to present.Something that is hidden and that is revealed, that presents itself, is not hidden anymore.
就是泄露了，暴露了他。你看，这下尴尬了。
very awkward. He threw away his cigar and seated himself upon the bench beside her.
好，古维奈尔这个时候呢，就扔掉了他的 cigar。
嗯，
雪茄扔了，就坐在呢巴罗的太太旁边 ，seat himself upon the bench， 旁边的长凳上。你看这里哦 ，beside her，
yeah， next to her，
差不多是这么做的吧
？Yeah， exactly like that， like Jingjing is now sitting next to me，
有那么近吗
？Sitting beside her， yeah，
有那么近吗
？Maybe， probably， most likely so， without a suspicion。That she might object to his presence. He knew. He knows. He knows that she likes him.
啊?
He knows.
等会儿。是 he knows she likes him.
Yeah, he knows that she likes him. Otherwise, he doesn't do this. Otherwise, he's like whatever about it. But men notice when a woman likes him.
一个寡言，沉默寡言的古维内尔。朱莉老师说，他认为古维内尔知道巴罗的太太还是对他有好感的。
Totally.
你看大家看这位老师表情，他说 totally.
Yeah, totally. Like, otherwise a guy doesn't do that. Like, otherwise the guy would be like, oh, she's sitting there, whatever. Like,
哦，朱莉老师看来这个男生是知道的。
Yeah.
啊，您觉得他知道的。
Totally.
啊，不然他为什么坐在他旁边呢？是不是？
Listen, what he does now, what he does next.
等会儿啊，他说了 without a suspicion, 这个短语的意思是毫无疑问，毫无疑问。Mm-hmm.其实巴罗的太太是不希望他这个时候出现的 might not object to 反对
yeah,
反对 his presence 他的出现的
he doesn't even think about it that she might not like him sitting next to her he doesn't think about that so he knows that she likes him
哈哈哈
Gavernil was in no sense a shy man
哦、oh, 又来了 in no sense 就是绝不从哪个方面来讲他也都不是一个 shy man
totally not
一个害羞的人他不害羞
for he was not a self-conscious one
self-conscious one 是什么意思啊 self-conscious、
well, if you're self-conscious you are insecure you're insecure about a certainaspect of your personality or about how you look you are not certain of yourself you're like and you're constantly thinking about that you're constantly aware of that like some girls for example they think they are fat right so they're constantly in their head like oh, I'm fat I want to be invisible I don't want to talk to people because they probably think I'm fat that is self-conscious that is all in your head because obviously you're not fat but you think you are and that is self-conscious
所以 self-conscious 的意思呢就是说那种他关注自我的也就是说比较容易难为情的那种、mm-hmm. 因为自己的某种特色呢特质呢感到难为情的所以说这个男生呢男人啊也不知道什么叫难为情他也不害羞他也不那个他只是不爱说话
Yeah, sitting there beside Mrs. Baroda
这个时候坐在巴罗达太太身边的他呢
His silence melted
啊，他的 silence 他以往的那种沉默寡言呢、
yeah.
melted 融化了
he suddenly is not mute anymore and he keeps on talking
对了突然间他就不像以前那么沉默寡言了开始说话了他的说话方式是怎么样的呢
He talked freely
哦，非常的自由
And intimately
又非常的亲密 Intimate 这个单词啊，大家可以记一下 Intimate
Yeah, 亲密
亲密
What Jingjing said Very Like talk about private and personal things Like things you discuss with a person close to you That are intimate things
没有特别见外的特别生疏或特别客气的、mm-hmm. 而是非常自由的又亲密的
Yeah, he was talking in a low, hesitating tone that was not unpleasant to hear.
说话的方式呢是语调比较的低沉 low, hesitating, 又充满着一种犹豫犹犹豫豫的。所以有的时候听上去呢不是那么的悦耳 not unpleasant. It was, not unpleasant.
Yeah?
那就是说 pleasant.
No.Not unpleasant. If something, yeah, indeed, like, you make me confused, Jing Jing. like, if something is not unpleasant, that means it's very pleasurable. It's very pleasing, right?
不是不好听，是不是？不是不好听的意思，不就是好听吗？
Uh-huh.
好的。
He talked of the old college days when he and Gaston had been a good deal to each other, of the days of ambitions. and large intentions.
聊什么呢？肯定是聊两个人都知道的事情，比如说聊他们大学的时光啊。
Yeah.
他和 Gaston 呢，和Gaston 那个先生呢，一直是一个 being a good deal to each other， 相处得很好。
Yeah. They were very good friends together.、
很好，而且他们还当时自己内心里还有一些远大的理想 ，ambitions, large intentions， 还有一些很大的理想和抱负啊，那些过去的日子。
Her mind only vaguely grasped what he was saying.
但是呢，这个巴罗的太太此刻也没有办法认真地听他讲什么，他只能模模糊糊的 vaguely, grasp, 抓住他在说的哪些东西，并没有走心。
She was not thinking of his words.
他也没有考虑他在说什么。
Only drinking in the tones of his voice.
Drinking 是什么意思？陶醉了。同学们，陶醉他说话的声音当中了 ，in the tones of his voice.
She wanted to reach out her hand in the darkness and touch him with the tips of her fingers.
好，内心呢就特别想干嘛呢？从黑暗当中啊 ，reach out， 伸出他的手，在黑暗中 ，and touch him. Touch him 就是触摸到对方 ，with the tips of her finger 啊，用他的指尖呢稍微去触摸他一下。
She wanted to draw close to him and whisper against his cheek.
她也想呢，就是说，比如说稍微靠近一点，叫 draw close to someone, 拉近一点距离，然后等于是在脸颊边，就是低声说话，低语。
She did not care what.
这句话才有趣呢，她说才不在乎呢，哈，抛掉一切顾虑，叫才不在乎呢。不在乎，不 care.
As she might have done if she had not been a respectable woman.
你看看，如果她不是一个一直以来都这么正派的女性的话，她也许就可能在这个时候抛掉一切的顾虑了。
The stronger the impulse grew to bring herself near him.
Impulse 就是那种冲动。
Yeah, her feeling.
对，促使他靠近他的这个冲动越强烈呢 ,bring her near somebody, 把某人带到某人的身边。
The further, in fact, did she draw away from him.
诶，这就是有趣的地方了。想靠近他的冲动越强烈呢，却会让他呢 ,the further did she draw away from him, 又是一个 draw, 就会越会让他呢觉得要去远离他。
Yeah, and I mean, it makes sense, right? Because she's like,Oh, I like this guy so much. I like this guy so much. I like this guy so much. No, I should not like him. I should go. I should go away because I have to be respectable. I have to stay with my husband.
你看，这是不是就是理智和情感的挣扎？
Yeah.
嗯。
As soon as she could do so, she rose and left him there alone.
好。当他就当他、什么叫做 as soon as 就当他可以这么做的时候。他马上站起身来，然后就走了，把他独自留在那里。Rose 站起身来 ，left him there alone。你看，我们是不是看到了一个非常 self-controlled 的女性的形象
？Yeah, she has a lot of self-control, but she has to. I mean, in those days, if a woman left her husband for another guy, that was very like, yeah. As a woman, you're basically nobody anymore in society.
于情于理，在别人家里啊。这种都是不合适的。
No,
是不是
it's really not done. She would be criticized by everyone in her surroundings.
这事儿放哪个年代也不大合适吧。
Yeah. Mrs. Baroda was greatly tempted that night to tell her husband of this folly that had seized her.
可是这个巴罗的太太呢又非常啊 tempted, was greatly tempted, 非常想。
Yeah.
想告诉她丈夫那天晚上呢发生了这么一件 folly,
yeah,
这种比较荒唐的事情。
This crazy thought, this crazy thing that came over her, that crazy feeling that she really liked him. She was like, oh, I have to tell my husband this, but I can't.
就是 seize her, 就是一直在让她
grabbed her.
让她念念不忘的这件事情。她非常想让她的丈夫坦白一下。
But she did not yield to the temptation.
Yield, didn't yield.
To surrender to.
屈服，屈服。但是她没有屈服于这样的一种想法，就说她还是没说。
Besides being a respectable woman, She was a very sensible one.
好，我们来看作者这个时候的措辞，说除了她是一位受人尊重的哈正派的女性之外呢，她还是个非常明智的人 ,sensible one.
And she knew there are some battles in life which a human being must fight alone.
哇，这句话写得很好。
Yeah,
写得很好。她说她知道人的一生当中呢There are some battles in life. 有很多的挣扎，有很多的斗争，是需要一个人自己单独去面对的。A human being must fight alone.
Yeah. When Gaston arose in the morning,
第二天，丈夫早上起床的时候，
she had taken an early morning train to the city already.
巴洛太太已经乘坐清晨的火车啊，去城里了。
She did not return.Till Gouvernail was gone from under her roof.
你看，直到这古维内尔已经 gone from under her roof.
Yeah, it was already gone.
对，从他家楼顶上走，从他家的屋檐下离开的时候，他才回来的。他就避嫌，为了避嫌就走了。
There was some talk of having him back during the summer that followed.
但是呢，这第二年夏天啊，叫The summer that followed.
Yeah, the summer that was going to come.
家里呢又来了许多关于要不要邀请他来的一些谈论了哈。丈夫就说，诶，今年夏天我们要不要让古维内尔再来住段时间吧。
That is, Gaston really greatly desired it.
其实加斯顿先生呢是非常希望他再来的。
But this desire lost to his wife's strong opposition.
但是这个想法呢 lost.他已经被 pass 了
yeah,
被 pass 了为什么因为他的太太
not possible.
他的太太强烈反对说哎，别来了别来了
no, he's not coming However, before the year ended She proposed wholly from herself
结尾的时候又出现了戏剧性的变化啊，一波三折
Totally, totally She made 180 change
大转弯180度就在这一年年底的时候他提议了巴罗达太太啊就提议 propose 的说呢
To have Gouvernail visit them again
Wholly from herself 完全是他自己的主意
Totally from her own like idea It was not her husband's idea or anything
说什么呢说要不咱再邀请这古维内尔来家里做个客啥的
Her husband was surprised and delighted with the suggestion coming from her
她丈夫对于太太的这个提议呢，哎呀，感觉到非常的惊讶，说：“哟，这是什么情况啊？”但是也非常的高兴，你看还高兴呢，你看。
Of course, he was very happy. Oh, finally, she has forgiven my friend.
啥也不知道，还高兴呢，还蒙在鼓里啊！哎，很高兴，说：“哎，我太太终于接纳了我的朋友，真不错，真不错啊。”
I am glad, cher ami.
这 cher ami 又是什么
？My dear friend, cher ami.
哦，亲爱的哈，亲爱的。
To know that you have finally overcome your dislike for him. Truly, he did not deserve it.
哦，你看，亲爱的，我特别开心啊。你终于克服了 overcome, 你对他的那种厌恶 dislike for him. Truly, 哎，说真的啊，他不值得这一切，他不值得你讨厌他，是不是？
Oh, she told him, laughingly, after pressing a long,Tender kiss upon his lips.
我们来看看，注意看，注意看，一定要注意看文中结尾的这几个句子哈。太太回答道说 ,Oh, 然后呢，她告诉自己的丈夫，她首先是做了一个这样的动作 ,laughingly.
Yeah.
Laughingly, 就是。
Just be like a bit giggling, a bit like just laughing.、
哎、笑着哈。
嗯、mm-hmm.
非常开心的笑着说。同时还 press a long tender kiss upon his lips. Press 就是狠狠地压上去了一个，摁了一个 long 很长的 tender 很温柔的吻。
I have overcome everything.
这是文中的关键句，也是这百年来吧，大家没有都懂的一句话。他说，我已经克服了一切。I have overcome everything.
You will see. This time, I shall be very nice to him.
你会看到的。You will see. This time, 这一次 I shall be very nice to him. 我会对他很好的。 最后这句话
What do you think?、
引发了所有这个读这篇文章的人的讨论、现在呢倾向于有两种观点
Well, I think that if Gavriil visits them again, something is going to happen. She's going to go with him. She's going to totally fall in love with him. She is, yeah, she's in love with Gavriil. She's not in love with her husband. So what I think, she should just follow her heart. And that's what she means with like, I overcome everything. So I also overcame like all the expectations that people around me have.All the ideas that I am supposed to stay with my husband while I don't even like my husband. So, yeah, I think that's what she means. So、
哎、
that's what she means with overcome.
咱们今天有充分的时间要大家来讨论一下什么叫做我已经克服了一切。女性作家总有一种特有的洞察力和细腻的心理描写、啊。这种算是婚外恋吧，这个算是婚外恋。
Yeah. It's definitely like, it counts as a,extramarital affair. I think that is the official word. It's like, to have a lover outside your marriage.、Basically.
小说的这个 open ending 啊，开放式结尾众说纷纭。其中一种观点就是像 Judy 老师所说的一样，这个 overcome everything 预示着他要冲破一切的束缚，去追求自己的幸福。
Yeah, I mean,
我们分析当时的那个 background， 就是美国南方的社会背景和一些传统的习规啊，对于女性是一种压抑的态度。
Definitely, women are, were under a very, like, very much social pressure to be like a good wife, to be a respectable woman.
而且你纵观凯德肖邦写的诸多的女性群像里面，都是写到了南方的妇女的那种 self-awakening, 自我意识觉醒的一个过程、
yeah.
是吧
In that time, many, many women like Kate Chopin, they realized like,We are in some kind of system. We don't have any control. We don't have any saying in our love choice, in our marriage, in like, yeah, choosing the guy we love, basically choosing our future. And that's what they all want.
对。所以说呢
Makes sense, right?
人们就觉得说那凯德肖邦肯定是要写女性要对真正爱情的追求和对自由梦想的渴望。她肯定又放飞自我了、
yeah.
这一次。
That's what I think she will do. That's what I think she means with,I have overcome everything. She means I have overcome all the expectations of the people around me. I've overcome, like, the whole idea that I have to stay with a man that I don't love.
But, 就是说不管了反正。
Yeah, she doesn't care anymore. She's free. She's free to go. She chooses for Gavriil, which she should, I think.
第二种观点来了哈。第二种观点。
Although he smokes, I don't like that.
说这个正派女人这篇文章呢是肖邦心目当中的正派女性而不是一个 rebellious 女性的形象。所以尽管这跟她作者本人的女性先驱主义的形象不符合呢但是跟她的生活经历是有关系的。她母亲对她的写作造成了很大的影响。她母亲是19岁结婚和丈夫的感情很好让她丈夫逝世以后呢也拒绝了其他人的求婚一直保持着单身。
Yeah.
所以呢这很可能是他写出这一部体现传统和谐婚恋观作品的动因之一。那巴洛大太太克服了什么呢那就是理智克服了诱惑。经过心理调整他终于可能有一颗平常有爱的心来对待丈夫的朋友。
Yeah,
这是第二种人们的解读和说法。
Yeah, it's definitely, definitely possible too. So what do you think? What does she overcome? Who will she choose in the end?、
哎、这种文学就很有趣
because it can of course it can also mean、like it can also mean that she chose it to stay with her husband to be like oh I overcome this folly this weird thought of like that I'm in love with Gavriil and that was only a stupid idea and yeah so it could definitely be also that right
谁知道呢发生了再说吧
who knows
不但是其实嗯，其实要是不那个的话，就应该不能让他再来，就不能让他再来过夏天。
Yeah. I would not do that.
是不是
yeah, if I were her, I would definitely not invite him over again because
你要彻底避嫌的话，你就肯定不会再让人家再过来过夏天，
yeah.
那是什么意思
？Well, she wants to see him again, and she feels like, well, if I see him again, then I have my chance to open up to him and like to be actually nice to him、mm. and also to.You know, hang around with him a little bit more, and then he likes me too.
还有一篇很有趣的小说哈，其实可能作者也不知道自己到底想要表达什么。他主要是表达的就是女性在新旧意识之间的一种，边缘的试探。
Yeah.
因为他自己也不知道要怎样去 处理和表达。
嗯哼，
是不是？这就是他反映的，他描写的就是那种矛盾挣扎的心理。
Yeah, she does really reflect. Yeah, she's really presenting the internal struggle that many women out there have, like which guy to choose and which guy is more nice and who, which direction am I going with this guy and.Yeah, so it's very recognizable.
所以你看这高级作家呀，他就是把这个人性写得很透彻。
Always.
看很高级。所谓高级的意思不是说你要追求很高的境界。
No, definitely not.
不是，而是你真的把世态人情写活了，写透了，写得大家都能感同身受，你这就高级了。
Actually, if you take the blueprint of this story, so to say,It's a very easy story.
是啊，你看
it's like,
蓝图就是个简单的故事，是不是
?Friend comes by, wife likes friend, in the end,Wife doesn't know who to choose.
而且这个故事大家换过来也是一样的。你比如说女主人邀请自己的闺蜜是吧、mm-hmm. 到家里来，男主人喜欢上了这女孩。
Can also happen.
一个意思，他同样也会在这个底线旁边来回的试探。
Mm-hmm.
所以这高级作家就是很厉害。
So, definitely, this is a very, yeah, very skilled, very talented writer.
读美文。啊，认识社会，认识人性。好了，咱们今天的美文分享就到这里哈，留给大家无穷的回味和悬念。啊，今天的微信公众号为大家推送这个文本的一些解析哈和一些观点的分享吧。好，感谢大家的收听收看，谢谢朱迪老师，我们下次见。
Thank you for listening.
Bye bye.
See you next time.